7-9.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor.
Kansas's Republican-led legislature Thursday passed a bill that would ban transgender athletes from playing girls' or women's school sports if they were born male. Governor Laura Kelly is expected to veto the bill, but this year the bill appears to have enough support to override any veto. And a man from Garden City was arrested early Thursday morning after a police pursuit that spanned two counties.
Roberto Gallegos was charged with multiple crimes after stealing a vehicle and leading law enforcement on a chase. Garden City police officers were called to a report of an auto theft where they learned that Gallegos stole a Chevrolet 1500. Officers then located the vehicle and attempted a traffic stop, but Gallegos refused. The pursuit headed east on U.S. Highway 50, where it passed into Gray County before stopping near mile marker 99. Gallegos was taken into custody and no injuries were reported. I'm J.P. Bazant.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairie Land Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the...
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered. Make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them. And your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Two people from Hayes were arrested on Thursday, March 2nd, for a fatal fentanyl overdose. According to the Hayes Police Department, at 6:35 p.m. on Sunday, February 26th, officers were dispatched to the 200 block of West 4th Street for the report of an unresponsive woman. The Hayes Police Department reported that life-saving measures were attempted when the first responders arrived, but the woman ultimately died. An investigation by the Hayes Police Department revealed that the likely cause of death was that the victim had ingested fentanyl, and the most likely source was a counterfeit oxycodone tablet. On Thursday, March 2nd, the Hayes Police Department said officers and the Ellis County Drug Enforcement Unit served a search warrant in the 2800 block of Grand Avenue at an apartment complex and said they found pills consistent with those at the scene of the death. Following an investigation, police arrested 48-year-old Kimberly Beth Schmeidler from Hayes on suspicion of distribution of a controlled substance causing death, use of a communication facility in the commission of a felony drug violation, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession with intent to distribute an opiate, and possession with intent to distribute a narcotic drug. 36-year-old Brandon Joseph Cars from Hayes was arrested on suspicion of possession with intent to use an opiate, possession with intent to use drug paraphernalia, and possession to distribute an opiate. Both Cars and Schmeidler were booked into the Ellis County Jail. A new bill could bring $72 million to special education in Kansas. However, it's attached to a school choice voucher type program, something that Governor Laura Kelly has opposed. A Kansas House committee tied these two issues together on Monday, and under the bill, educational savings accounts would use taxpayer dollars that would normally go toward public schools. Parents could choose to spend the money on private institutions, homeschooling, or even school supplies. And if passed, there will be requirements for who can apply based on income and learning levels. While Governor Kelly is advocating for more special education funding, she wants to see it passed another way, saying that she would like the bill to be taken out of that one that it's currently in and put it into the education budget or in their overall budget where it belongs, so that they can start down the path of fully funding special education here in the state of Kansas. The bill is expected to move to the House floor next week, and if passed, it would then move to the Senate, where they'd have to reconsider it due to the changes made in the House. Monday kicked off severe weather preparedness week in Kansas, and the week also included a statewide tornado drill on Tuesday, March 7th. In 2022, 56 tornadoes were recorded in Kansas, according to information from the National Weather Service, and that number was 5 below the 1950 to 2022 average of 61, 29 below the 30-year average of 85, and 11 below the 10-year average of 67, but it was higher than the 2020-2021 season combined. According to the Weather Service, the longest tracking tornado was an EF1 tornado that was on the ground for 21.76 miles in Dickinson and Morris counties on April 29th, and the strongest tornado, an EF3, was also recorded on April 29th in Sedgwick and Butler counties. 14 tornadoes were recorded on April 29th, the most prolific tornado-producing day in 2022 for Kansas. June saw the most tornadoes, 22, for 1 month in 2022, and Kansas had 17 days in 2020 with at least one tornado. Thomas County in northwest Kansas holds the record for the most 2022 tornadoes in one county, which was 8. The length of the 2022 tornado season in Kansas was 154 days from March 2nd to August 29th. While the bulk of spring severe and tornadic weather is still ahead of us this year, Kansas has already seen tornadoes in 2023. As a part of Severe Weather Preparedness Week, the National Weather Service has been offering a variety of weather preparedness and safety information on its website at weather.gov/ICT/SWAW. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2007 Chevy Silverado driven by Tanner Michael Herskowitz, 16 of Lenora, was southbound on U.S. 283, 10 miles north of U.S. 24, just after 8 a.m. on Thursday in Graham County when the driver lost control of the pickup while on an icy bridge. The vehicle entered the east ditch, the driver overcorrected, and the pickup then turned onto its side, slid across the highway into the west ditch, rolled, and came to rest on its top facing north. EMS transported Herskowitz to the hospital in Hill City, and according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, he was properly restrained. On February 23rd at Colby Community College's Cultural Arts Center, 42 Colby Community College students were inducted into the Rho Iota chapter of Phi Theta Kappa, or PTK, the International Honor Society of Community Colleges. After introductory remarks by PTK co-advisors Sammy Talsma and Megan Augustine, College President Dr. Seth Carter introduced the keynote speaker, Colby Community College Humanities and Behavioral Sciences instructor Mark Carlton. Officers for the 2022-2023 are President Brittany McKinney, Vice President Sarah Seifert, Secretary Anahe Sandoval Sanchez, Treasurer Noah Van Allen, and Public Relations Officer Lydia Reinhardt. Membership is based on grade point average and other criteria, and the primary purpose of PTK is to recognize and encourage scholarship and learning and academic achievement among two-year college students. Founded in 1918, Phi Theta Kappa is the largest honor society in American higher education, with more than 3.5 million members and nearly 1,300 recognized chapters in 10 nations. And inductees included Clint Hammond from Norton. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close a portion of K-383 in Norton County for reconstruction starting this coming Monday, March 13th. The closure will begin at the East U.S. 36 Junction and extend approximately 6 miles northeast to the Prairie Dog Creek Bridge near Almena. Traffic should follow the signed detour route on U.S. 36 and U.S. 183. The project activities will consist of widening the highway on existing alignment into a 24-foot mainline surface with 6-foot paved shoulders. And crews will also decrease side slopes and level hills and valleys, which will help improve visibility and increase passing opportunities. Several drainage structures along the route will be replaced as well. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to reopen the highway by the end of 2023, conditions permitting. This project is the second phase of reconstruction on 26 miles of K-383 in Norton and Phillips County. Phase 1 consisted of approximately 6 miles from east of Long Island to the U.S. 183 junction, and Phase 3 is the remaining 14 miles from Almena to east of Long Island. The Kansas Department of Transportation is currently finalizing the design plan for Phase 3 and anticipates letting the project for construction in spring 2025. For more information, you can contact Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Sheer Creations Salon is eager to cheer for the Decatur Red Devils spring sports teams. The boys and girls' talent, drive, and determination are sure to make them victorious at upcoming sporting events. Good luck, athletes, and thank you to the coaches for their time and dedication from Sheer Creations Salon in Oberlin. Coombs Trucking is proud of the dedication, sportsmanship, and team spirit of the Phillipsburg Panthers spring sports teams. The guys and girls have what it takes to be winners. From your fans at Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg, we haul all over, so give us a call at 785-543-2759. Norton Auto Parts is more than just great service with great parts. They have Traeger grills, spices, and don't forget the all-important pellets in hickory, mesquite, and apple flavors. Traegers turn hardwood fuel into wood-fired creations and ordinary meals into extraordinary opportunities to get together with friends and family. Taste the Traeger difference because your world deserves more flavors. Get it with a new Traeger grill from Norton Auto Parts, located 102 North 2nd Street in downtown Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi from the Commodity Classic in Orlando. This report is brought to you by Kansas Wheat. We spoke with Kansas Association of Wheat Growers board member Chris Tanner from Norton, and we spoke to him after Thursday's NOG board meeting. Tanner says in the COG board meetings, they had a lot of discussion about how they can grow more acres in the state. He says it was a discussion that was talked about in Thursday's NOG board meeting, and a lot of that discussion was focused on the safety net with regards to crop insurance.
We looked at getting the EU separation based upon practice on raising wheat between fallow and continuous, so as that we could have two separate units, which will really, really help crop insurance be more impactful, specifically where I farm, where there are still fallow wheat out there and continuous wheat grown.
Because you use your own operation as an example of what you got on your continuous and then what you got on your fallow, concerning the acres that you're able to get last year during harvest.
That's right, and basically they're two complete separate practices, and but still viewed as one at RMA. All the while you go in to report your acres at the FSA, they view them as two separate practices. So basically, it's a very, very simple fix, but will really bolster up what the safety net can do in providing, you know, equitable insurance for a Western Kansas farmer.
As an example, Tanner uses his own operation last year where his fallow wheat did really well, about 80 bushels to the acre, and his continuous wheat did poorly. He described it as one of his most difficult production years, and it didn't even trigger a payment. He says under the proposed new system they discussed, you would have a fallow wheat APH and a continuous wheat APH under enterprise units. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture
Network. The Kansas
Network.
Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Temperatures will stay fairly cool for most of our state through the upcoming weekend, with the exception of a brief warm-up in our southwestern counties tomorrow. We have another low that'll be skirting south of our state tomorrow, bringing some cloud cover. We may get some showers in our eastern counties with lower rain chances elsewhere. Occasional clouds moving across the central plains today ahead of that next system. That's heading in from the Pacific Northwest. Precipitation chances are low today, but somewhat better by tomorrow. We may start to see some interesting changes to the overall weather pattern, with the Climate Prediction Center announcing yesterday that La Nina is officially over and we're getting into a neutral phase of that circulation. On the map heading into the afternoon, high pressure is covering most of Kansas, although some clouds will hang around through the afternoon. That next low is moving in from the northwest, and we have a frontal boundary just off to the west. We'll get increasing wind speeds through the afternoon, especially in our western counties, and a mix of sun and clouds. Windy and cloudy overnight, temperatures in the 30s and 40s, and then looking at Saturday, low pressure will quickly develop over western Kansas. Showers will be possible for the central and eastern counties early in the day, and then just about statewide in the afternoon as a cold front races across the state. The showers will last into tomorrow evening before tapering off. Sunday looks mostly sunny. High pressure from the Intermountain states edging in with cool temperatures, and it may be a little bit breezy, but otherwise fair. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas will be in the low to mid-50s with mid-30s overnight. Mid to upper 40s north-central, tonight we're in the mid-30s. Mid-40s northeast and low to mid-30s overnight. Mid to upper 50s southwest, and tonight we're in the upper 30s and low 40s. Low to mid-50s south-central, low 40s for the overnight hours, and we're in the low 50s southeast, upper 30s and low 40s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
It's coming. More innovation, more flexibility, and more reasons for weeds to scream in fear. Yeah! Introducing the latest innovation from Corteva Agriscience, Resicor XL Herbicide. It's everything you love about Resicor Herbicide, but with a wider application window, greater tank mix compatibility, increased crop safety, and higher yield potential. It's more, delivered in a big and powerful way. Learn how you can protect your fields with more at ResicorXL.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1 1/4, 849. Dees up 1 1/4, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 3/4. December up 1/4, 799 1/2. September corn up 12 1/4, 620 3/4. March up 10 3/4. August soybeans up 58 1/2, 1678. November up 34 1/2.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Talking about my baby.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 49. Southeasterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 34. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 55. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday with daytime highs approaching 48. 44 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 31.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Now is the best time to experience Serta's all-new iComfort mattresses. Redesigned from the inside out to intelligently respond to your body's individual needs for comfort, support,